Yeah. It's the WFDU 89.1 FM. It's going to be the new 2 o'clock in the hour song, y'all. Working it, working it, working it. It premiered it last week, Don Cord.
Oh my God, I was holding myself.
2:03 in the AM. In that last set, we heard music coming to you from Kevin Turner, Oh How I Love Jesus. John Gibson gave you the song, What a Friend. And Chains coming to you from Kirk Franklin from the CD, The Fight of My Life. Shout out to Sister Miss Cece, and understand.
Cece
one? No, Miss Cece down there.
down in Texas.
Hey, Cece.
But she was in this area 2 weeks ago though.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she was up here. Shout out to Brownskin. I understand he called a little earlier.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I hope you're still listening. You know,
all right, bro.
Shout out to Christina.
Get you some rest.
Who's that, JP?
Christina? Yeah. Dottie, Ms. Feeble's cousin.
Okay. This is her first time tuning in?
No, she said she's been listening in quite some time.
Okay, cool. All right, excellent.
She likes the laughter and the music that we're playing.
Welcome back.
Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. WFDU is on the air.
Nice. Thank you, Christine, and thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you so much. For the shows that you missed, log on to gospeljazzations.com, scroll down to the middle part of the page, and go to the archived shows link, and you'll be able to check out the earlier shows that they started recording for the year.
My God, from science.
You like that?
The French doors is open for real this time.
This is Eric Krasno, guitar player from Soul Live, and also from Lettuce. It's that Hop feel. It's that.
Hold this one. That's Lucille.
Also, shout out to Sister Valerie. She's tuning in this morning. And, of course, Sharon Addison.
Hey, Sharon, girl.
Sharon.
Let me let y'all know about this right here. Speaking of Sharon Addison. Oh, let me put this on pause so y'all listening in. Coming up, starting on June 25th, Sister Sharon Addison will be joining us here at WFDU Radio.
Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, she'll be taking over on Wednesday nights, Thursday morning. Christine B is going to be moving on. Yeah, Christine. Yeah, that's right. Christine B is moving
Sharon,
on to other things.
Great,
and
girl.
Sharon Addison will be joining us here at WFDU Radio. She'll have her own Caribbean gospel radio program.
Yeah, man.
Doing her thing. I'm looking forward to it.
Tyree, girl.
And she'll be joining Stacy from time to time on Sunday nights, Monday mornings for Gospel Revelations.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to you, Sharon, girl.
Congratulations, yeah.
That's very good.
Feel good.
Most definitely.
I'm just tickled pink.
Yeah. Shout out to Brother Blue. If he's listening in, he may listen in a little later in the program. But I had an opportunity to hang out with him on Sunday night. Went over to his studios and record for him. That brother is on point. He's got some studio, some kind of setup.
Where's it at?
They're in, I think it's Middle Village, Kew Gardens area of Queens. But he's got it going on. He knows his stuff. He's been in the industry for a very long time, Don Corey. Oh, don't worry about it. He's going to be calling you. It's coming. Yeah. It's a coming. He'll be calling you. It'll be coming. But
I was just thinking about what I did Sunday. Nothing.
Nothing?
After church.
Really?
I came home and chilled.
Okay.
What is his YouTube?
I sent you all that information. I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But 2:07 in the AM, it is Gospel Jazzation's WFDU 89.1 FM.
Yes, it is.
Had Sister Doreen Vail. She had called before about 10 minutes to 2. She was supposed to call me back at 2 minutes to 2. I think she fell back to sleep. Doreen Vail had played some music from her on last week, and I'm waiting for her to call back. So if she doesn't call back, I'll get some music on from her in just a few, okay?
Oh, you got to get Jonathan Dunn another level.
Okay, thank you,
Track 2 and 3, you know they go together.
Okay.
Like we did before.
Right, right, exactly.
Then you can play track 4, which is the title track.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Then you can get to track 1.
Listen to it. You're just working it. You're working it, Don. You are working it, brother.
Then move on down the track.
Well, tell them to come on the program. We'll get them on there, all right?
You know, we've been playing phone tag.
Tag you
in. I'm trying to get, get them in, so I'm going to call them.
Okay.
You know.
All right, well, let's get some music on for you from Wes Morgan. The song entitled Just Can't Get Enough.
He's getting around.
He was in our neck of the woods this past weekend, and unfortunately, I couldn't make my way down. Busy weekend, but it's all good. So shout out to Wes Morgan. Log on to WesMorgan.com. That's WesMorgan.com.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out all the students at the Hyde Learning Center, the Hyde School in the Bronx. That is the Roberta Flack School of Music. I'm going to give them a quick shout out, and also the principal of the school, Sister Joanne Gaborn, right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Here is Wes Morgan. Give us a call, y'all.
Where is he?
Thank you. Vicki Winans, and you're tuned to Jazzation with Tony Smith right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Let's never separate.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzation is 2:23 in the AM. That was none other than Greg Kilpatrick, the song entitled "To the Promise with Praise," featuring our very own Don Corey Washington.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that boy.
Thank y'all
good.
Very much. Thank y'all. Thank you. How you doing? How you doing?
You got skills, man. That's Don on lead vocals and on backgrounds as well. Really enjoyed that, Don. Ever
thank
since you.
You
sent it to me in the very beginning a few years ago,
so that when I was really a listener.
When you were, That's right.
Staying up half the night listening to this
trying
show.
To tune into the show.
No, let me correct that. Staying up all night listening to this show.
Just like Winnie Stewart. Thank you, Winnie.
Hey, Win.
And right before that, Lisa Scott Bailey gave you the song "Fill This Place." Want to give her a quick shout out too, and looking forward to that new project coming out, Sister Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, 2:24 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host JP.
Hey.
Brand new dad in the house.
That's right.
And Don Corey Washington sitting in as well.
Present.
Welcome back. What's all that bling hanging from your neck, JP?
I mean, I see you, I'm like, you know,
I can't see
like,
past the monitor, but I see like this glow, sparkle.
Bling, bling up in his piece.
Ain't nothing. Say, he ain't nothing.
He be slipping stuff in.
I know that.
Just put it on. Don't say nothing.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it
definitely right, is. You know, right. The Lord is prospering him.
Yes, he is.
Shout out once again to Sharon Addison, who's tuning in this morning. And again, she'll be joining us on June 25th. What are you going to see?
Where's Evangelist at? Evangelist. A friend of mine sent me a text. Evangelist felt lust at the end of Oh, yes.
Hey, EBB, I'm Shana.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I
now
gotcha.
I feel at home.
Hey, EBB, I'm John Doe.
All right. Gotcha. Feel better now, Don?
Yes, I feel much better because I've been listening to all week.
Yeah.
God, look on us right now.
We came to lift him up. We came to magnify.
God, look on right now.
Yes, sir.
All right. 2:25 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazzation. We have a special caller on the line. We're going to bring on in just a minute. He's probably saying, you guys are foolish.
Okay. Hey! Healing hand. Touch and deliver.
Heal and set free.
Y'all just don't understand.
Oh, I'm enjoying on my way to heaven and
enjoying the trip.
Certainly enjoying the trip.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Touch and deliver. Healing hands. Touch and make whole. Hallelujah. Ha. I know, BBB, I shout. Look on every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Hey, EBI Shondo. God, we came to praise you.
Yes,
we came to lift you up.
Yes, sir.
We came to magnify your holy name.
Yes,
hey, EBI Shata. Because truly the name of the Lord is a high tower.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Just go to youtube.com and type
in
Holy Ghost Takeover.
Takeover.
Yeah. you'll understand from that point. Because you need the visuals as well.
Oh, yes, you must. Hey!
Okay. All right, 2:26 in the a.m. This sister has to turn in real soon. She has to get up in a few hours.
She's the not night used is to young.
But she's not used to being up this time of the night, Don Corey. No, I played her music last week. Okay. I caught her music on MySpace. Her name is Doreen Vale. Log on to DoreenVale.com. That's D-O-R-E-E-N V-A-I-L. com, Doreen Vale, and she has a new CD entitled Odyssey. Fantastic project, Don.
Wow.
There's a song on here that features Alvin Slaughter, simply entitled You Bump Me, and I want her to tell us all about it. It is a fantastic project. All right. Sister Doreen, how you doing, girl?
You know y'all not right. I could understand JP with the baby and all, because he used to those kind of hours and you got to get through it. But Tony and Don, y'all just not right, you know?
Yes, sir. Listen, I done put that boy to bed, gave him a couple of bottles, changed that pamper, see? Put him right next to his mama. Oh, wow. Kissed both of them, said, I'll see you in a minute.
Hey, eat me! I'm good.
Look on us right now.
No!
Oh, no. That's a, no, we can't take
brother,
it right,
yeah, that's brother Kurt, it right now. Attorney Thomas coming through.
Apostle. You got your prayer cloth?
Yeah, I remember the show Not Ready for Prime Time. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, because y'all just out there. Y'all just not right at this time
it's
anymore.
It's every week like this, Doreen. Every week is like this, girl.
It's called we're delirious.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like I said, JP, I understand, but what's the other two? What's your excuse?
Oh, so I get a pass. Thank you.
But Doreen, thank you so much, girl, for staying up or trying to stay up this morning to come on the program. Yeah. I know it is hard. It's not easy at all.
Now, what happened? You hit that snooze button, right?
You know what?
See, that was JP. See, you lose your pass. You're going to take your pass back, JP.
I better hit the snooze button just in case.
Five more minutes.
I used to be a bona fide night owl, but the 8 to 4, 9 to 5 kind of take care of that.
Right.
It certainly will. Days,
it'll take care of it real quick.
Especially our school teachers.
Oh, God.
Wow. But anyway, we won't keep you too long, all right, Doreen?
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Okay.
I'm wide awake now.
Now
okay.
You're wide awake.
Oh, now I thought I'd be able to hang up and go right back
you
to sleep.
Say that.
Now I'm only going to hear, hey, EBD, while I'm trying to get to sleep now, so it's over.
I know, baby. I'm awesome.
Hey.
Girl, you need to go to YouTube and just type in Holy Ghost Takeover.
Okay.
And just watch the video. You need the visuals too.
And check out the Shirley Temple curl. I just noticed that.
That's a press and a curl for you. It's press and it's curl. And it's done right.
I just noticed that this week. I said, she got Shirley Temple curl.
She sure did. And it's hooked. With that blue
With
dress.
That blue beaded dress.
Anyway, Dory, we can go on all night like this. Trust me.
We can go on all-
But just wanted to talk to you and, you know, just let the people know here about your new CD that's out and your MySpace site as well. That's where I found all about you on MySpace. I'm telling you that MySpace is a good thing, girl.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
But I'm really enjoying your project. Thank you so much for sending in. And you've been around for a minute, girl, doing your thing.
I've been around for a minute undercover. I say I'm like that, you know, that when you dig in the backyard and you think you found gold in a rock.
Right.
And you put it in a shoebox under your bed so nobody will find it.
Right.
And every once in a while you take it out and look at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I felt like. I'm the rock in the shoebox. And every once in a while I take it out and find it, but sooner or later, somebody gonna find out you got a special rock under there.
There you go.
Amen.
Well, let the folks know a little bit about you, where you started your career and what have you, and what's going on with you.
Well, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and raised in Hempstead, Long Island.
Strong Island in the house.
Long Island.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm always out in Hempstead.
Yeah.
In that area.
South Jamaica here.
Could you get me some White Castle? I'm down in Baltimore now.
I'll get out of here.
Oh,
that's
man.
The only other thing that's open okay. right now, White Castle. Could you just send, just, you know, the crate box? That would be good.
No, thank you.
There's one right around the corner from my house.
Don't you miss it, girl. Don't you miss it.
Oh, my good. My husband, we moved from New York to North Carolina, and my husband's from North Carolina. The first time we hit New York, I saw White Castle, almost jumped out the car, ran back. I said, look, how many hamburgers do you want? He said, I don't know, two. I said, two? He said, how many are you going to eat? I said, I'm getting 12. He's like, you want 12 hamburgers? It's a love affair. It's a love affair. But, yeah, boy, raised in Hempstead. And then when I was, I moved to North Carolina, to New Bern. That's where I met my husband.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And from there, we kind of moved everywhere because of his job. Uh-huh. And started singing in church when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
But never imagined that this is what God had for me to do, because singing literally made me sick to my stomach.
Mm.
I mean, I kept my eyes closed. And, you know, they say imagine the people with no clothes,
right.
when I had to imagine no people. In order to get it done, so it's not something that I ever dreamed that I would do. So took a route, always sang in church, but I thought health career was not the love of my life, which it still has a big part. I am in occupational therapy.
Okay.
Ooh.
And that's my day job.
Yeah.
And God really had to ask me, which one do you love more? Because I really ran from this thing. I'm like, Lord, there's enough singers
mm-hmm.
and people who want to do it. How about leave me alone? Let me do this.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, that makes you feel good, but that's not what I sent you here to do. Your gift is really in your mouth.
There you
and
go.
When patients started telling me, you know what, you need to be singing, I had to take heed. So the first CD, Reflections of a Yielded Vessel, actually came from that transition in my life, just saying yes. Had to be broken. I had to yield. I had to realize mm-hmm. that I love God more than I loved my own life and what I wanted to do with it. And so that was that one. And Fast Speed, Lord, I thought the second one would never come. 7.5 years later, here comes Odyssey, which God deals with me in concepts, not so much in the music itself, but Reflections, like I said, that was a process and a transformation for me. And Odyssey is a transformation for others. He
mm-hmm.
said he wanted to take them. The subtitle was going to be From Sin to Scent, because finding you right where you are, be it you are a sinner actively participating in sin or if you're a Christian just trying to do right
uh-huh.
and you find yourself falling in sin, God can take you right there from where you are, club, wherever, bars, in that standing room, all the way into yielding process, being delivered, finding out how great you are, and then going back and sending you right back from what you came out of to get somebody else out of that.
Wow.
Amen.
So the whole CD is just that complete process and that concept.
I see.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Yo. So you've been through a little something, huh?
Life. Who living, who ain't? Well, they saying, if you haven't, keep on living.
All right.
Yeah, sure. God is a deliverer. I think I got married young. I think I was in a newspaper. I think I must have been about 4 because my kids are, oh, my gosh, 30 now. So, yeah, I had to be 4.
Wow.
But wow. God is good. He delivered yes. us out of it all, and he really did turn my troubles around into testimonies. And I think the greatest part of my life is seeing someone else just grow into what they were put here to be. And if I can have a little bit of a part
mm-hmm.
in doing that in music, word, or in the health field,
mm-hmm.
I'm thankful. It truly is more, you're better blessed when you do give out to others
right.
than when you're receiving. My favorite quote is, you make a living off of what you get, but you make a life off of what you give.
All right.
And
now.
That's so true.
Wow, amen. Wow. Amen to that, Doreen. Well,
are you on the ministerial staff somewhere?
Because you definitely trying to get an offering this morning.
I don't this morning.
I'm feeling chills.
Can I get a heave offering?
You're going to get a real offering.
You want a heave offering.
You're going to get that right on over to her.
Right.
That's so a seed offering. I ain't saying the Lord is telling me, but I feel something in my spirit.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, are you?
Let me hold a little something. Let me get that answer yet.
You know, no. Okay. I'm not on a ministerial staff anywhere. You know what I tell
actually,
people?
Actually, you are.
Actually, I am. I tell people, you know what, they're like, well, are you a preacher? Mm-hmm. You know, if God uses me to preach, the music never stops. I look at it this way. The music is the plate that the food is served on.
Right.
And, you know, if the food is the word, then we want to make it presentable. So we try to make it in the best presentation that we can.
Mm.
So the music never stops me. I don't crack the Bible and take a text and, you know, I can, you know, dissect
right.
the word and
right.
all that kind of stuff. Like, and, you know, follow with the organ and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff. For me, the ministry never stops within the music, and he just puts words in my mouth, but he makes it palatable, where you, if you're not churched at all, you can still get the revelation of what
amen.
God is trying to say.
You know, to go in.
I feel Jesus rubbing me across my shoulders
right
as
now.
You talk.
Right about now.
I just feel him pushing it, pushing, just telling
Jesus.
You to go ahead.
Come on, Jesus, stop.
Jesus.
Nice.
My God, from Zion.
Well, we want to get into your project here a little bit, all right, girl?
What's your MySpace?
Vale. No, I'm not related to Donald Vale.
No.
And I grew up in Detroit, so I know Donald Vale. Well, I knew him.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know everybody, Don. Man. You know everybody, man.
Know everybody.
No,
yeah, Don knows everybody.
Nah.
Don't let him kid you.
Not true.
JP, please tell us. This woman about
let me,
Don Corey Washington.
Let me tell you.
Wait
school
a minute,
her. School
who
her.
Called let, and who are we
interviewing? Hold on. Let me cut his mic off. Go ahead. Go ahead, JP.
Let me tell you who he rubs elbows with.
Okay.
Not like, you know, regular phone conversation.
No.
You remember Earth and Fire?
Uh-huh.
You know Philip Bailey?
Yeah.
He's on his album.
Is he really?
You know the illustrious Marvin Sapp? Never
yes,
could have
yes,
made
sir.
It.
Uh-huh.
Background.
Wow, you go. Wow, I'm impressed.
Should
we go any further? Is there any need to go?
Oh, yeah,
any further?
There's more to go. There's other
more
stuff.
To go.
There's more to go. You know, he's worked with Ray Charles back
Ray
in the day.
Back
you know,
in the days, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In that Christmas concert. I saw the video.
Hold on. And he's on the video.
Uh huh.
Singing with Ray Charles.
Singing with Brother Ray.
Wow. Yeah.
See, that boy good.
He bad.
He real bad.
Nah.
See, Don has skills. He's very humble.
We're not
very low key.
Yeah.
But we got stars. We got stars in this room.
Stars.
Humble stars.
Little stars. How I wonder
what you hear.
Something wrong.
See,
no, ain't that wrong.
I'm gonna send y'all some help.
We need it, girl. We need it. But no, this is where we roll each and every Tuesday
That's
night,
wonderful.
Wednesday morning, and it keeps the show going. People
yeah.
love it, and you know,
yeah.
three brothers, you know, can get together and have so much fun. Christian brothers
yeah.
can have so much fun like this. It is a blessing, and
we're
just blessing other people.
With no ego
yeah.
tripping.
No, not at all, man. You know, we always
Please.
Lift up each other, and that's what it's all about. You know.
Hey. And there's strength in that always.
Yes,
yes.
You know, we as Christians, there's just not enough fun.
Right, come on.
Part, I went straight to a bar that had never had gospel before.
Uh-huh.
And we cut loose. I mean, people who didn't go to church were like, I didn't know church people had so much fun.
See?
We had, and that's all one minister said. Girl, I ain't had that much fun since the 12th grade prom. I said, you know what? Then that's a shame because we should be having more fun than anything.
That's right. Come on. Tell it. Tell it, girl.
We had
hey, EBB, I shut up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel a witness in my spirit.
That's what I am talking about. Yes,
yes
indeed.
Yeah.
But JP was asking what your MySpace site is so he can go ahead and add you as a friend.
Me too.
I am, what is it? MySpace.com/DoreenVale.
Okay. That's DoreenVail. There you go.
It's spelled the same as Donald Vail, though.
I know. We shaking the tree. We shaking the family tree to see if he fall out.
V-A-I-L, JP.
V-A-I-L.
There you go. And let's go ahead.
I gotcha.
So do I.
Go ahead, brown skin. Add her as a friend. We got people all over the place, Doreen. So
okay.
Don't be checking you out, girl.
That sounds wonderful and be looking forward to it.
Good, good. But let's get into the CD. Any particular cut you want to kick off with?
Oh, well, I don't know, Jazz Stations. You know what?
I mean, the whole CD is slamming. I just want to tell you that, all right?
Well, which one do you want to use?
Well, I was going to start off with the one featuring Alvin Slaughter, You Bump Into Me.
That's a great choice.
Now, how did you come upon in working with Alvin Slaughter?
You well, God is good. My first CD, I was asked to come to New York to a church that was having an incredible gathering and convention, and my husband and I got there up in the Bronx. And it was my husband and I and about five other people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband apologized. And he said, I just did not know. And I said, you know what? You know me. I sing for one person just as hard as I sing for 10,000.
What did I tell you, Don? What did I tell you, Don? What did I tell you, JP?
I got up there that night, and God bless, and they invited me back for the next great gathering.
See?
And I went again because God told me. He said, do you hear all the people? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I don't. He said, well, just wait and see what I'm going to do. The next time I went, Alvin Slaughter was the special guest, and I got to open for him, and he sat back in the congregation, didn't know he was there. His musician had actually came to the sound check and went back and told him about me, and he came and listened in. And long story short, I got a call one day when I was in the grocery store getting some eggs, and he said, did TBN contact you? And I said, no. He said, well, I'm doing a special on TBN, and I have not forgotten about you, and I want you to come on.
Oh,
and
wow.
We just had a relationship ever then, and it's since, and it's nobody but God. God told me that night, he said, do you hear the millions? And I said, no, it is a great gathering, but what I didn't know is the millions were coming when I got the opportunity to minister on TVN.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're
going to make me
later shout
all over this studio.
So when I did the second one, this one was really jazzy, and I called Alvin, and I asked him, I said, will you sing a song with me? And he said yes, and I sent it to him. He said, well, Doreen, you know, this is a little bit jazzier than what I usually do. He said, but let's do it.
Mm.
Because the concept of the song is, while you're on your merry way doing whatever you have to do, God has a plan that you're going to bump into him one day, just like Paul on the road to Damascus, just like the woman at the well, minding her business going, but there's a plan for you to bump into God, and your life is going to be changed.
See, I told y'all she was a preacher, and she's trying to get off this morning. Because the word is
some
very
juice.
Compelling.
We're going to send you some juice, too, and a cape.
Let's get it. Let's get into it, y'all. This is Sister Doreen Vail. Log on to her website, DoreenVail.com, or her MySpace site as well, simply Doreen Vail. Check it out. The latest CD is simply entitled Odyssey. This is the song entitled You Bumped Into Me, featuring none other than Alvin Slaughter, right here on Gospel Jazz Asian's WFDU 89.1.
Stop bumping me.
Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, Doreen Vail.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask my good friend, Alvin Slaughter, to just come on up and give me a hand.
You bumped into me at a time when you could not see. At a time when you were bound and not free, while searching and lonely, you bumped into me.
I sought you, feeling alone I was standing, waiting for one who would fulfill my dreams, be my everything. Then I bumped right into you.
If ever you're feeling down, I'll be there to pick you up. If ever you feel alone, just remember when you bumped into me. We became a family.
You bumped into me.
To pick you up. If ever you feel alone, just remember when you bumped into me. We became a family.
you bumped into me.
And I tried to get your attention time after time, to bring you from the darkness into the light, so I can comfort and remind that you're mine. You are mine.
I heard you.
Yes.
But all I felt was shame when I saw you. So I ran away only to want you more and more. Be better than before. I'm yours, Lord. Oh, I'm yours.
Like the woman at the well, serving the master. Like Paul on the road to Damascus. You came, you bumped into me. Now it's time
to make your life complete
and set your spirit free.
Tim Green.
If ever you're feeling down, I'll be there to pick you up.
If ever you feel alone,
just remember when
you bumped
into me, and we became a family.
You bumped into me.
You bumped into me.
I am a stylistic back there.
That was nice, Doreen.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. You. JP says, as soon as the song started, Tone, is that you? I said, nah, man, that's not me. That's Tim Green. Tim Green.
He delighted us with that one.
Oh, that boy is good. That boy is real good. Yeah. Yeah. JP, you had a question to ask about Maurette Brown.
Yeah, I'm on your MySpace page. And I see you got a lot of pictures with Maurette Brown Clark.
That's my buddy.
Who also is from New York.
Who's also from, what is it? Not far, up the road. We used to live not far from each other, McDonald's. But,
in Queens.
That's, that's my girl. We actually... we go to the same church, and she's actually on Cut 11, her and Stephen Hurd.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that on next at the top of the hour.
I play tambourine.
I do with my elbow, knee. Look, I grew up going to church on 125th Street in New York. You had to play the tambourine.
Listen,
what church?
Refuge Temple.
There you go.
Say more. I think that lady Bishop. With the curls go there.
You're going to make me pull out my washboard.
Bishop Bonner.
See, folks don't know about the washboard.
Wow.
That's right.
Get out of here. Yeah. I used to go there all the time. I used to live in Harlem.
Did you?
Yes, yeah, Don Corey.
I have lots of friends over at Refuge.
Do you still?
Few are still there.
Yeah.
Like Beverly.
Beverly. Yeah. I've been gone for so long.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you there at the days when Leslie was there?
Leslie who?
Leslie was one of the choir directors.
No, I was okay. there in the days of Jennifer Agnew.
Okay.
You know Jennifer?
And Kathy Murphy?
And Kathy and Debbie Lowe.
Yeah, we did. Kathy and I did Mama I Want to Sing together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when they, see, I left not long after that, but okay. I remember when they talked about her getting that big part.
Right.
You talk about some beast of singers coming
oh,
out
goodness
of there.
Gracious.
Wow. Yeah, they were incredible. Yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
The foundation. I don't know what they would think of me now.
But that's all right.
It's all right. It's all
it's
good,
all
girl.
Good. I still yeah. got some loved ones up in refuge.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your church down there in Baltimore now, girl?
I attend Bethel AME with Pastor Frank Madison Reed.
Yeah.
He's on the television,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Okay. Powerhouse of a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor who?
Frank Madison Reed.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Wow, girl, I got to make my way on down there to Baltimore and check you out down there in, at Bethel AME. This is you know, there's a Bethel AME church in just about every town.
Oh,
yeah, every
right.
city.
Are you kidding?
You know?
Hey, Tom, are we going down there soon?
That's like a main street.
yeah, we're heading down to Bethel AME somewhere down there in Maryland, but it won't be in Baltimore, though, JP.
Oh,
that's all right, we'll
okay.
make a trip.
Yeah.
Please do. Please
yeah.
do. Oh, my gosh, they would love you guys in the house.
Hold on, you got a Waffle House?
Waffle House, Baltimore. Let me see. Somewhere there is. Yeah. You bring the White Castle, and I'll find you the Waffle House.
You know what?
You know, we famous for
you know,
the crab.
See,
you know what?
We'll bring
deal.
A whole sack.
I'll
all right,
bring
JP.
You a whole cake. I'm having a portable microwave so it can stay warm.
Hook her sister up. Hook her up.
No, right. Now, Doreen, don't play now. Cause I love me some Waffle House, girl.
Oh. You love the Waffle House.
Oh, please. Yes, we do.
It's
listen,
those
girl,
little frying pans, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I get on Route 13, and it's a wrap.
Yes.
Or 301. Stop playing. I know the area.
You do.
Yes, I do. I used to live in Silver Springs.
I used to live in Silver Springs. I lived in Gaithersburg for years.
Okay. I was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying
play.
To get back over there. I'm not playing. Okay. We're going to find you a little Waffle House with a little frying pan.
You know what? I'm not going to find. I'm going to get you a case of White Castle.
You're going to map quest it.
Right.
I have it all ready for you.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it. I got your MySpace now.
Okay.
So, Doreen, where are you going to be appearing next in concert hall or anything like that?
Actually, let's see. Oh, you asked me that question at 2 something. Let's see. Well, actually, the big thing I think that's coming, I have ties with Africa. I was in Zimbabwe a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And now it's just so horrible. Keep them in your prayers.
Yes,
because,
yes.
It's just really some crazy things going on. But we can't go back into the country this year, but they're going into Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
So the next really big thing is in July where we're doing a big benefit concert for the missionaries that are going in on July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And just really trying to get together and do a big fundraiser. Gosh, what am I doing?
You coming up in this area at all?
Are you inviting me?
We'll work that, girl. We will work that.
Work it. I'm open. We're really starting to I'm independent.
All right,
and
now
my husband and I we do what we can, and God really blessed with the first one, and we really been buried under with other things, so we are really just starting to reach out and trying to promote this one on our own. We do have some others that are working promotions on the other side, because
mm-hmm.
I do believe that part of what my assignment is to get out and do evangelism. So it's also churches, but I have stopped and sang in bars in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was crab night for happy hour, and they were like, you want some crabs? And will you sing? And they shut the jukebox down, took a mic from behind the bar, and was like, hit it. And I looked at my husband. He said, well, you always said you had an evangelism and outreach ministry.
Wow.
And so I stood there and sang. I'm like, Lord, what do I sing? People were on walkers. It was dark. It was smoky. And, you know, I tried to be cute at first, sang something like Wind Beneath My Wings. That's pleasant. That'll reach everybody. But not until I hit his eyes on the sparrow did the barmaid sit down and say, now you're singing.
Sing. Hey,
right.
And like I said, our release party, we went into Ram's Head Live, which is like one of the biggest venues down here. Marilyn Manson was actually on the same stage two days before we hit it. And they had to rearrange all the wiring because he had just yelled and screamed and, took out everything. But right there with the bars and everything, and God just blessed, and we just show the world that, you know, we can shine our light in dark places.
That's right.
And we do have fun being saved. We do have fun serving God.
Yes, we do.
And we just had a ball. So it's both of those, you know, women's conferences and so forth. I had one women's conference where by the time we finished, we were doing a conga line around the hotel lobby. It just didn't make any sense. But, Lord, we were strengthened because there was joy there.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, girl, we just want to thank you for coming on the program. Don't want to, you know, hold you for too much longer. And we're coming up at the 3 o'clock hour in about two and a half minutes.
We might as well hold her.
See, that's JP talking.
Might as well hang out for another 3 minutes. We're about to flip this thing.
All right. Well, we'll hold you for another 3 or 4 minutes because I'm going to end it with one of the other songs. Probably Hide Me with Maurette Brown Clark and Stephen Hurd. All right. So you want to sit tight for just a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. This is Doreen Avail, y'all. Y'all go ahead, hit her up on her MySpace site, simply myspace.com/Doreen Avail. That's DoreenVail. And you can hit her up at her website at simply DoreenVail.com. You did? All right.
We just friendship requested you.
All right. You got Don and you got JP, so check them out.
I got friends.
You got friends, girl. You got plenty of friends, especially here on Gospel Jazzations. Got big support here, girl, for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, girl. Well, you sit tight. We'll be right back with you coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. It'll be the 3 o'clock song. You know how we do, and you'll see how silly we really get. All right, girl.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm about to get crapped.
Okay. We'll be right back with you, all right?
Okay.
This is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU, 89.1 FM. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. We are streaming live, kicking it all the way live at WFDU.FM. Shout out birthdays to Brownskin 007, May 20th was his birthday.
What up?
And Stacey Wendell is coming up this Thursday, May 22nd.
Yes.
She's going to be 29 all over again.
You watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Okay. All right, in 45 seconds, it'll be at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. Kevin Moore, I see you got your ears on, partner.
I see you, boy.
He'll be calling in from the West Coast in just a few minutes. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU, 89.1 FM. It's the 3 o'clock song coming up. Sister Winnie, you're going to join
That's
in.
That's right.
And then we're going to have Doreen Vail back on
the line. Doreen could join in.
I know she's got skills on that. We'll be right back, y'all. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU, 89.1 FM.